committees.
I'm going to bring us back together. Okay. Apologize. Yeah.
Okay. Circuit, thank you. Okay. We're ready for you.
Sorry. Okay, so just an update on what has changed on here, or what I've added. So I've added a year-to-date column that is through October 31st, so that is more recent. I have done another forecast as of October 31st for where I think we'll be at the end of the year for revenues and expenditures. And column O is the new forecast as of today. The last one that you saw was as of October 15th. So you'll see the changes side by side. Today, we had a few changes in the police department. So what you received on Friday is a little different, but I did highlight those in blue. And they're, and you will see those changes on
line number,
page 11, line number, it starts line number 513. And maybe we can start on those, and the chief is here to answer any questions. Right?
Don't be afraid.
If there are questions. One is some of the salaries. We went over those and changed a few of those on there. As you know, I've been auditing the payroll and putting in the actual numbers of where we're going to be in 2019 with all the salaries. So why don't we just start with those changes.
Chief, are you hiring another part-time person? Is that with the extra 30 from last year's or is it just salary increase?
Are you looking at office salaries?
I apologize. Yeah, line 513, office salaries.
Yes, so I've requested a part-time person. It's an unbenefited position, no more than 80 hours a month. We have 3 full-time office staff, and they're falling behind. The extra half would be a good mix in the transition before making that full-time somewhere down the road. But for right now, I think the 20 hours would be a good fit for us, and that's unbenefited. And the difference then on top of that would be currently contracted wage increases and benefit increases.
Just a clarification, the hours will be less than 80 hours.
Less than 80 a month, yeah.
I mean 80 a month, yes.
Yep.
So the medical went down from what you were originally doing in 2019.
Correct. As part of what we were looking at when we were auditing the figures, the original formula that had been input into the spreadsheet wasn't correct. So when Circa's people went through and updated actual figures, it lowered some of the benefits, raised some of them, but the numbers are now accurate. Okay. That was the same with salaries as well.
It was the part-time person that we did not know they were going to be less than 80 hours. At 80 hours a month, they get medical benefits and retirement. So those were included in there, and today we took those out.
As you're looking at the numbers, most of what I'm looking for is a one-time special project or equipment purchase. For the most part, some of the equipment we're looking to purchase has a shelf life of 5-plus years, depending on what it is. So we would look at some of those purchases as not needing to be replaced for 5 years. There's a couple of small costs that would be needed to be sustained year to year as we've asked for the increases. And that's over and above personnel costs that are contracted, the increases that have been contracted.
Since we're doing police stuff, on line 612, what is it? So the jail contract is going to be 250.
I
was just confused because it was 400, but now it's going to be 250.
250, yeah.
You put in a placeholder of 400, but the actual costs are going to be more in line with that.
Are you thinking you're going to have to go to Yakima more or something? Or?
I hope not. Okay. Even though if we do, it's cheaper and transportation to and from is free for right now. So the only downside would be if family from Ferndale are trying to visit people that are in jail. But we try and move people there that have longer sentences, that have not for like pretrial things, more that's your sentence that you're gone for several months or something like that. Right now we only have one person in Yakima.
Okay, I'm going to have to come clean on this one. So on, as we're looking at line 612, I'm missing a zero on the forecast for through the end of the year. It says 25,000. It's supposed to be 250,000.
Yeah, thank you.
So I was, yes, yeah, I just saw it. Oh, no. I just want to let you know I did a quick calculation today of how many numbers have been on this spreadsheet over this time, and it is over 30,000. So my mind is mush.
We're laughing with you.
Oh, go ahead. Laugh at me. I'm fine.
I don't care.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
It's kind of an informal session. You don't need the mayor to calling you. Got questions of staff on the budget?
I want to chime into Councilmember Watson's question really quick, because I think that the police request for a part-time person is kind of similar in its genesis to finance, as well as the clerk position, which would be a deputy to Susan. And it's because there's too much work to be done and not enough people. And I think as Circa was just saying, you know, trying to process 30,000 different numbers and having her staff be doing the ongoing day-to-day stuff, 30,000 different numbers, all of them changing, and having, you know, six or seven department heads all contributing is tough to follow. With the transition, we know that Greg had a lot of expertise in the budget, and I do not. So that's going to be something, recognizing the relative strengths and weaknesses, if nothing else, for Circa. It's other eyes on this budget. It's also, there are several dozen different projects that she's needed to start to get up to really kind of hitting the ground running over the last couple of years. Those projects are still, they haven't really started yet.
No, there are over 30 projects that need to start, and several of them are pretty major.
As far as the deputy clerk position, it's the same sort of thing where Susan's needing to wear a number of different hats. And in the past, we did have deputy clerks, as you might have remembered, where Susan was, in fact, hired as a deputy clerk to Sam. Susan has much more quietly than Sam, because Sam was always willing to tell you exactly what he was doing, has been doing everything that Sam was doing. And we're finding that... I'm sorry? Yes.
Well, and also, HR has expanded since there's a lot more people working for the city.
Absolutely.
And a lot more rules.
So this was something where I think that Greg had identified, and the mayor had agreed to, as well as Circa, was that with the exception of these positions, that we were not going to be hiring others in some other departments, police officers, public works, community development, but that as we're growing, we are needing them. And so we're wanting to let you guys know in future budgets that the city staff is strained. One of the things that we're wanting to look at is the use of technology to see if we can't prevent hiring positions.
Robots?
Androids? Yep.
Androids.
It's supposed to be composed by robots.
At this point, we're not in a position to do that. These are things that we do need real bodies, and I think that it is something that we are looking at for each of these positions to see whether or not we can streamline to the greatest extent possible, but we are looking for the authorization to hire and to go forward from there.
It is a lot of money. I mean, you've got $45,000 and $115,000, so for finance, I mean, that's...
For finance, part of it is that we've been auditing the payroll, and we had some positions that the budget came out of water, sewer, storm.
Was that and, the management letter? In response to the management letter?
No, we're trying to avoid a management letter. So it just didn't make sense. I mean, utility billing, that comes out of water, sewer, storm, and that's normal, but... and some of accounts payable does, but we have another position that was all water, sewer, storm. So I'm just bringing it back so that we don't get a management letter.
I did see salaries changing in water and sewer.
Just to let you know, with this mistake in the jail contract, the general fund currently... is the expenditures are $265,000 more than the revenues. So we do have to go back and look at that. That's just not acceptable. And so I thought we were a little bit closer, but now with that mistake, it's $265,000 off.
Any questions?
Pardon?
Councilmember Wilson.
We expect to spend $150,000 less in jail.
That's a tough one because the jail budget's coming in and they're anticipating increases based on what they're looking to spend to upgrade the building. And I don't know if dragging their feet's the right term, but they're slow to come to those numbers, and I'm not sure we'll ever get numbers because they're having contract issues, and then the county council's also trying to determine what they want to pay for, if anything, or not. So... it's all kind of up in the air, and we've seen minor increases, but our numbers are going down because there's less open room at the jail. So we've come up with different different court procedures, arrest procedures, as you are aware, I'm sure, that are trying to cut the numbers down a little bit, which reduces the cost.
If you're bringing back Officer Langton, that's only going to...
We'll probably get some more activity through the court, yep.
Are there any more questions for the police department changes?
So what cool stuff are you going to buy? I'm just curious.
Drum.
Well, I've got a whole list, but a lot of it is tactical equipment. We're trying to replace equipment that's already expired. I'm trying to get a bike patrol program going. We do have one kind of now, but the only bike we have is a personally owned one by one of our officers. So I don't have bikes, but that is a big hit, and it's good for PR, and it's good to have for special events like parades when cars can't get through. Someone can zip through on a bike.
I hope there's skateboard patrol.
Though we better boost our L&I if we're doing that. what else?
Can you talk about the cars that were damaged?
Yes.
Is insurance covering that, or did we?
Our insurance is covering that. The other person had no insurance.
That's so surprising.
Are you shocked by that? Unfortunately, yes. So there's several programs we're looking to get up and get running, and then mostly it's equipment replacement and additional equipment that we need. This is more active shooter equipment that we don't have or needs to be replaced. Most of our guys are using helmets that are left over from Desert Storm that we got on military surplus, and they're just no good. We just need to update and get good, safe equipment. And it costs. Some of it is first aid, tourniquet, self-care equipment that we just don't have yet that our officers need. I've got lists I could go through if you have other questions, or I could send you. It's no big deal.
That's okay. I was just curious in general. Can you use it?
Last year, I did reduce my cars by about $80,000. So my increases this year is just over $90,000. I'm trying to offset what I'm asking for a little bit. come up with savings and ways to pay for it additionally. So beyond personnel costs, we're trying to shuffle things around to move and allocate where we need versus just saying, write me a check. But I ask CERCA for checks all the time, but she doesn't write them.
Any Homeland Security grants? Thank you, Chief.
Homeland Security, I'm asked for a grant for laptops. The laptops are listed on here. I think it's $12,600. I haven't secured it yet, but so far it's looking good. But if I get that, I probably won't be able to spend that until 2020. So if I get the approval, we'll probably try and limp through the laptops of that $12,000 and not spend it this next year, but use the grant money for 2020. I should find out hopefully in the next few months or so, depending on what happens with the federal government.
Is there a change?
No. Good. One item I'm still working on, the central services, and that is the overhead allocation that the auditors talked about. Working on that and working on the computer fund and the vehicle rental fund, and those have the same issues, which the auditors didn't look at this time, but I'm sure
so
they
how does that
time.
Work, Circuit? When you do the central services, you really don't know until after the fact, after the expenditures, and then you allocate it. So are you talking about trying to project it in the future?
Yes, okay. We have to project in the future. We did before by just a CPI, 3%,
right.
And that was...
they didn't like that.
They didn't like that. So we have to do actual numbers based on 2017.
The year-to-date is $200,000 less than budget, though. That was one of my questions. Why are the charges for central services year-to-date $200,000 less than what was forecast?
Central services, it's one of those funds where you just transfer money throughout the year. So I think I've only transferred one time this year. So it will be, all of it will be transferred. It's not the central services is not where we have purchase orders and we write checks. It's a flat-out transfer, and it just depends on when I transfer it. So by the end of the year, you'll see the full budget will have been used on the central services and the vehicle funding.
You plan to use that full amount?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, like I said, for the general fund, we are now $265,000 more in expenditures and revenues. We will go back to the drawing board and probably talk with each department and see where we can cut that so we can balance it.
You don't have to hire people right away. You could always come back with a budget amendment. We could pass a balanced budget and then see how things work out in the spring. And
that's
prepare.
Possible. Mm-hmm.
So that'll save you $160,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, what is sales tax streamline mitigation? Because it really went down. I was curious.
That is, I can't remember the year that started when we...
The point of sale issue.
Exactly.
To make right cities that were hurt by that.
Yeah.
Point of delivery, excuse me.
Point of delivery, right. So instead of like if something was... shipped out of Ferndale, it was the point of delivery where the sales tax was charged. So
I think it was like a subsidy to communities that
yeah,
eventually
that's
disappeared.
Exactly what it is, and that is going away. It's on the decline. Like next year, I think we're expecting 9,000 or something
it looks
like that.
We haven't even been getting that. Are you still expecting
right,
to
I'm
get
looking
the
at
61?
That because we're supposed to be getting that, and I don't know why we've only received one quarter. So. That is on my radar to ask Department of Revenue where the money is. And I'm hoping that hasn't gone away. I haven't heard that it's gone away till in a couple of years.
Just keep, I don't want to keep this. I mean, if other people.
The next.
Like this is probably for Yuri. Total non-business licenses. I think it's line 58.
58.
Yeah. So the 2019 forecast is 383, and our budget. So I'm just wondering what you're expecting. Why you think it's going to go up 60 some thousand?
Right. Well, so crystal ball, right? What we've seen this year, as far as development is a lot of development out on the landscape, a lot of big dirt-moving equipment. Many of those developments were permitted in 2017, where we generally have the same more or less group of developers who start a project, say, in the odd year, do the infrastructure in the even year, and then start doing the buildings in the other odd year, where it's about a two-year cycle. So we're seeing, and you can see on social media, a lot of folks complaining about all those dirt movers in place. Those are not the building permits, obviously, because they're preparing the land for the building permits. So we do expect that there will be several of the subdivisions that are currently having their infrastructure constructed that are going to move forward with the building permits. We also have a fairly high number of multifamily projects that appear to be real, where those generally do tend to come in mass. So we think that we're going to have more robust building permits in 2019 than we did in 2018. Again, that's partly illustrated in one of the things that Kevin and I have talked at length about, where our review staff has been extremely busy, but that's not necessarily materializing to the extent that we would expect in the development review accounts. Those are accounts that we charge our time for. So we've seen staff are running around with their head cut off, but we have some of our accounts low. I think that that's primarily due to the fact that that it's not the permits coming in, where the land disturbance permit is really a $200 permit that allows them to go out and do a whole bunch of work. So we think that we're going to be looking better next year on that.
Because, I mean, year-to-date right now is 700,000, and you're looking at total licenses and permits, you're looking at 874,000 for next year. So, that, mm-hmm. I mean, you're betting a lot of money that things are going to be really, really good. So it's not, it's all your fault.
It will all be my fault or the new community development director's fault. She's going to be showing up in about 20 minutes. So.
As you realize, the poopy does float uphill.
Apparently, yeah. We think that these are good estimates. Again, it's so tough with the crystal ball where we had... sometimes we have developments who freak out on us and they say our funding just got pulled because they all now have investors. So it's tough to tell, but there are a number of different irons in the fire where we do believe that we're going to have a more robust year next year than we did this year.
And Councilmember Watson, your year-over-year percentages really are not that far out of skew. I mean, you're looking at 10 or 12% from 15. When you go through 15, 16, 17, and on up to 19, you're under a 15% year over year. So it's probably not too far out of line. It's a relatively conservative estimate.
It's more like 20, but okay. But yeah, I get nervous, especially since we're not balanced yet. I get more nervous. If we were balanced and had an extra 100 cases sitting around, I just want to make sure that, because we have to get to balance before we pass it.
Yes.
I guess, so the question is then, if you're going to be the grand poobah, who's going to be you?
Well, so the overall plan is for me to transition and to have an opportunity.
I've been
waiting many decades.
Sorry.
Yeah. to allow their time for the mayor to determine whether or not I flame out or not in a probation period. If I were to flame out within a couple few month period, the expectation would be that I've done my current job okay and I could transition back into that. And that that's how it works with community development directors. We go back into pupa. And,
okay.
Yeah. but if I succeed and I am going to do my damnedest to succeed, that we would be looking at filling the community development position. I feel absolutely, I'm entirely convinced that Haley can do it. Haley's the best hire that I've ever made. She definitely has the ability, and I would work closely with her. The expectation there would be that she in turn would have her own probation period after mine, so they're not concurrent. That way, should I flame out, she doesn't also have to then, you know, then look for another job, I guess, so that we would have probation period, say, from January through April. Let's say from January, let's say all of 2019, just to be safe for me. three or four months. Right. 3 or 4 months or so. Come April, Haley would also have about that same time period for us to see how she does. If she is good and if she also feels that she is good, then what we would do is we would backfill her position. Most likely, Jesse would be promoted and we'd hire another person there. We still haven't worked out those kinks, and really we don't need to work out those kinks if all go according to plan for almost a year. So
do we have to like be nice to you for like how many months do we?
I'd say years. Let's measure it in years.
No, that's not good.
So there will be some automatic cost savings there as compared to
cheaper.
Well, Haley's cheaper than I am.
Yeah, really.
So while you're transitioning into the new role, your role goes unfilled?
Haley and I will continue to work really closely together. There's no good time for this transition, but at this time of year, it's probably a decent time. Greg pointed out...
Can I ask real quick, Greg? This is a great discussion, and I want to continue. Are we then finished with the budget? So we could circle back around to this.
No, because it's kind of not sure how it's a tight budget issue. Because I'm trying to figure out hiring the other 2.5 full-time people, and I'm assuming that your salary will change slightly and the timing for this, because the budget's not balanced now. So I'm trying to figure out where you're going to fit in financially, also, because right. I know we have money in here for the administrator still. So I'm just, because we're so far off the mark and it's November, I'm just nervous. So I'm trying to figure out who we're hiring and when and that sort of thing. Because maybe we have to,
quite honestly, my concerns are more organizational than they are. Mm-hmm. So we could do that.
I can answer that pretty quickly. Greg alluded to the fact that this was something that we had planned for, not necessarily the timing, but planned for quite some time. So Haley and I have worked really closely as far as training her up, talking about probably a lesser overall agenda as far as legislative action from community development. But she has run the current planning over the last 5 years. So we think that we can keep the trains on time with that.
We don't have a comp plan rewrite next year.
We don't. We have a great public works director who works very closely with Haley. The city is going to be in good shape.
Fred.
So I guess the short version is it sounds like you've put together a mitigation plan on the organizational side, and it also sounds like from a finance side we should be okay too. What I would hear, with the exception of where we're over, but on a salary perspective, we should be good for 19.
I'm sorry, say that again?
So on staff salaries, we should be okay for 2019, given the changes that are coming up?
Yes, we still have some, we're working on contracts, and because I kept Greg's salary in there, we're probably, yeah.
Generally speaking?
Generally speaking.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Question for Kevin, line 2457. What is Eber Lane Sewer Rehab?
Eber Lane Sewer Rehab is sewer.
Sewer Rehab is
coming
Eber
from
Lane.
Eber Lane. there was a private project that came forward during our investigation for the private project and looking at where they were going to tie this sewer.
We identified a number of deficiencies within the lines up in the neighborhood of Eber Lane, and I don't know if you're familiar with where Eber is. It's on the east side of Vista. It's across from the school in that general area up there. When we went in and did the investigation for the line, we noticed that there were some deficiencies in there. We've been working with Wilson Engineering to potentially get a design to go forward with remediation of the Eber sewer. We're going to be looking at doing some slip lining, cast in, cure in place, remediation of the sewer lines up there to cure some infiltration issues that are up there, and also separation of joints within the old concrete sewers that are up there. The sewer originates up in this area, comes down hillside, then trances down through the back of the church property. So the line is actually runs right through here, and then there's some older alleyway that is right-of-way owned by the city. There's an alley, little very narrow alley that comes down through, and then the sewer exits out and goes down onto Malloy. So that project was looking at curing some deficiencies in that area.
So is $75,000 a pretty good guess?
That would be for the design portion of it, and then we'll go forward with the design. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly as to the timing of when we would pursue the project.
So, okay, so there's not like poo leaking out into the...
No, but it is an issue that needs to be addressed. The main sewer project that we have envisioned for the 2019 period is the decommissioning of Pump Station 19. And that was a piggyback onto our Thornton Road sewer project. And as council will remember, we just completed a sewer project that took sewer from the intersection of Thornton and Malloy down Thornton underneath the railroad tracks and all the way down to a point of connection down at the roundabout at 2nd Avenue. With that line in place, there's a pump station located right at the base of Malloy Village that services that development, and then potentially for more going into it. We can decommission that pump station and then get that flow down through the Samson Road property and into the sewer down there. So we're intending to pursue that as a 2019 construction project for late summer.
Questions? When will we be voting on the budget?
It's first meeting in December?
The first meeting in December, or it could be the second meeting in December, but the last few years we've canceled that meeting, but it's up to council.
I'm glad you're aware of that tradition. Thanks.
We do have a public hearing tonight on the first public hearing on the budget, and then the second one is on December 5th, or whatever, December, whatever third. That first meeting is.
Third.
Okay, third.
Yeah. Good. We've got time. Can we take a look at water?
Absolutely.
Looking at the budget, I'm assuming that the only changes in the budget that you had in front of us and the one that I got Friday was the addition of the police stuff. So I'm assuming
correct.
I'm looking at the same.
Correct. Okay. That is correct.
So it looks as though we're only looking at page 39 and looking at line 1980, sales and service. And it looks as though we're only looking at about an increase of about $115,000. Which I'm assuming is really just the addition of customers to the system. At some point, we had been talking about doing a water rate increase. Is that it appears as though that's not in this budget. Is that correct?
Greg was working on the six-year plan, and the amount is in here for what we were looking at for the increases. It also, it's not just that line. Couple lines in here that it's also the discounted, and there was
are you still in 401?
Yes, 401, right. But I took those directly off the 6-year plan.
Okay. Because the discounted actually is down over the budgeted amount last year. and exactly as the forecast shows. Yes. I'm just curious because it doesn't look as though there are any increases included in this budget.
It is on there, which will be due.
From a political standpoint, cool. I mean, if it balances,
let's not get that excited
given,
yet.
Given the fire that, you know, water and sewer rates tend to flame. I'm surprised because it looks as though there's not much in the way of increases here.
Yeah, and that is due to because we haven't finished the water water and sewer studies for both of those. I do know the ending balance is not as high as we'd really like it to be, but so we do have to revisit
that. We're also
waiting
for the engineering on the water.
We're currently engaged in
We're currently engaged in the engineering for both the well house and infrastructure associated with the well, and the new treatment.
But I think it's our desire to bring this back to you before the next summer watering cycle, which is a concern to a lot of people.
So it won't be included in the budget, so we won't have to make a decision. Budget that'll be something that we'll make somewhere along the
And council's aware of why it's important to have the overall costs before we determine?
And it's not part of the current operating expense either. It's an enterprise fund.
So, and then, because the previous conversation we were talking about, an increase in building permits, which would imply, in 2019, which would imply then, and correct me if I'm wrong, that would imply an increase in water connection fees, yes? Or is that split part of it's paid at the time of...
That's the thing. It's not a one-to-one in 2019. Right. You can, because they can delay their connections later, but certainly some of them will pay in 2019.
Okay. Because it's showing like a decrease of $200,000 over last year. But if we're expecting to see more building permits, think that would be a little bit closer to what we did this year, or
correct? Well, there's also with the deferment, it's difficult because quite a number of the applicants are choosing to delay paying those until they actually get a sale. Just today, I had 6 requests for reinstatement where an applicant had allowed their permits to expire and they had to pay double the permit fees to do it. $6,000 in additional revenue to the city simply because they chose as a business decision to allow that permit to expire because they hadn't gotten a sale when they could have really turned it over and paid all their fees, their connection fees. So there's a lot of strategy. I don't know if I agree with it, but.
And we've discussed that before.
Okay.
You guys want to take a little longer break today?
Actually, I am curious about the wastewater treatment plant because it says, let me get the line number, 2275, and it's repeated on another line, but the wastewater treatment plant keeps coming in as $18 million, it shows $18 million for loans. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand.
It's because of the expenditures, so whatever we spend, then we'll be getting for a loan. That's the idea of it. And
but it is $28 million, I thought. That's what we had been talking about. Is it only $18 million now?
It's not going to be finished in 1 year. So I think Kevin can discuss that. So the build will not happen in 1 year.
The burn rate that we're going to have with the project, because it's a two-year project to get the sewer treatment plant up and going. So we had tasked Wilson Engineering with providing us with a projection for what we would be incurring for costs within 2019, and so the costs that are included in the budget are the 2019 costs, but not the full all-in, all-done costs that are associated with pursuing the project.
Because we had $850,000 from when we paid off the sewer with the water treatment plant before the wastewater treatment plant. So that kind of gave us $10 million in debt service or whatever. Is that gone? I guess I'm trying to figure out how we're going to pay for this because we pay $18 million. So we'll take $18 million in loans and then $10 million.
So We have a loan package from the state that was the low-interest loans that we got through the state revolving fund. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact figure off the top of my head. I believe it was 12 plus a million.
Yeah,
so
12 or 13.
Because it was broken into two pieces, one for repayment of the design work that we had done, and then also for the construction portion of it. But the loan that we received through the state revolving fund did not fully pay for the project, although it did provide the initial funding. The intent is that we would do a bond issuance for the delta between the construction cost and what we have in loan proceeds. We would be utilizing the revolving loan as the initial monies for the project, because the repayment for that doesn't start until the project is closed out and completed. So that would give us a year that we don't need to make debt service payments on that. So we're going to go forward with the initial. It's our intent to get the complete funding package together and, deal with the bond portion of it prior to getting out to bid, because we need to have assurance that we have the proceeds there in order to do that. Like I was indicating earlier, that's in a bit of a state of we're having to step back, reassess the roles and responsibilities of how we're going to be going through that, and then develop a strategy for bringing that forward to council. The budget includes what we expect for expenditures within 2019. That may be slightly delayed as we, get all of our ducks in a row to make sure that we're bringing council the information that you need.
So are we going to need to raise sewer rates to take care of the $18 million in bonds, or are we going to this year just use the $10 million of debt service we already have to do the low-interest loan through the state?
It would be my intent to bring forward the rate package that would be able to service the debt and, keep the fund in good shape prior to going out to construction. So I want to make sure that comes forward to council.
We won't have that by December 3rd then, will we?
Not for December 3rd, no.
Because I'm scared, because the $18 million is confusing, because it's in there, but I wasn't sure that we had done what we had to do to provide the debt service for $18 million in bonds. So I was just confused.
Right. It will take about 6 months for the bond process.
So do you leave it in the budget, knowing that we
leave it in the budget. That doesn't mean that we have to spend it. And that doesn't mean that we, because it balances out. We receive the revenues that we are expending, and if we don't expend it, we don't receive the revenues.
So we don't have to raise sewer rates?
We will have to raise sewer rates.
We will.
Okay.
Took a while to get there, but you got the answer.
long story short.
Take a break, and we'll come back in 6 o'clock. Thanks, everybody.